This cassette will contain the technical report for the January 1982 Adrian Lab adventure and visit. Okay, let's take a look at Bill O'Neill. One of the most interesting things about Bill O'Neill is that after making a great deal of observations of his energies, I found out one thing that's interesting. He's like a capacitor. He gets charged up, and he's constantly running around having to discharge himself. I felt this happen. He came over and he touched me after just sitting around and whammed me with a little spark. Now, we've probably all experienced this one way or the other, by walking in a non-grounded situation, such as long rugs in hotels, and then walking up to some metal plate and having a spark discharge. So the phenomenon occurs when you're not grounded. If you spend most of your time, so to speak, not in your body as such, you're not going to be grounded. He's like moving about, being charged up all the time and having to discharge himself whenever he touched something that is connected to ground. Even a metal plate will pull the charge out. This most likely enhances his field, and we'll talk about that a little later. Of course, other things occur around Bill, such as detecting spirits' presence and being able to see them. We see what has been known by some as transfiguration occurring on his walls. Again, I want to just quote Bill saying that he doesn't actually audibly hear his channels or his visitors or guides, and which is very interesting. This has to do with respect to inside his head. Outside, his experiences are well documented. I'm sure you have plenty of information on that. Okay, the next subject we're going to talk about is what we can call the feedback transceiver and the various experiments that are done with this device. And first I'll talk about the experiments that were conducted on Wednesday night, that the experiments were conducted between 11:30 and p.m. and 7 a.m. In Bill's laboratory was hanging a loop antenna. Now, this is a folded dipole antenna, and I will briefly state the conditions here. The antenna is 32 inches in diameter. Bill took into consideration the velocity of the wave propagation and used a reduced number. Instead of using 492, he used 468, which said that the velocity had been reduced by 0.05. And you simply take 468 divided by the frequency in megahertz, and you come up with the half wavelength of the wire. Each of the two poles are reversed threaded through the PVC, 3/4 inch PVC, held in the middle by using a smaller circular piece of plastic, and then connected to the output terminals. A small amount of filtering is accomplished using a capacitor. This is to help in matching the antenna. At one point in the circumference of the antenna is inserted a small plastic box. This is where the connections are made to the output terminals. In this case, two are parallel. Output is achieved to a screw terminal and a PL59 connector. The feedback transceiver is connected to the PL-59 connector with its own opposing mate. A spiral antenna feeds down into the feedback transceiver. On the floor lies a 300 ohm cable attached to the antenna input of a standard FM receiver. The feedback transceiver is transmitting at a frequency of approximately 91 megahertz. This has been adjusted to sit in between two broadcast stations so you achieve the quietest possible area. In his area between 90 and 92 is where this is achieved. The exact frequency is not of importance. This here is a very important thing to note, that the that what was found out is that when Dr. Mueller came in the last time to Bill's surprise on his new piece of equipment, the carrier frequency was approximately around 91 megahertz. This might come as a little surprise, but the carrier wave is not as critical as the tones and the environment in which these tones exist. So what we have here is an environment in which the feedback transceiver is transmitting a low voltage signal. The FM receiver picks this up via its antenna. The antenna is a 300 ohm line, which is just laying on the floor. The antenna that's transmitting or is attached to the feedback transceiver is the loop antenna. So now we have a electromagnetic closed loop. We also have an audible closed loop, both of which are working together. The gain of the amplifier is increased just to the point where we start to get a audible overdrive or overmodulation. And we try to ideally set this so that when we stand absolutely still and we, the people, are calm and at rest, we have no audible sound. Now we start to play with this field. Our field, the RF field, and the acoustic field all interacting within the room. When a spirit presence occurs within the room, the field is disturbed. Here we find the very simple conclusion that all of this device is simply nothing more than a spirit detector. These conclusions are false. Dr. Mueller had discovered that by bringing out a closed-loop field, both acoustic and electromagnetic, that a better transceiving medium would be achieved. This is a conclusion that I made after I had spent several days there and had asked Dr. Mueller to help me. This insight came to me as I was driving back to Franklin. First insight to this comes from a particular discussion that Bill had when we first started playing around with this antenna. More clues were added to solving what we were dealing with here as time went on. I will now play an excerpt from the Wednesday morning experiment.
Somebody else is here. I got chills all over.
Okay. Shh.
So be any.
Be quiet a minute.
If there be any friendly spirits, presence who come, the love of God, great spirit, and Jesus, I bid you welcome. Otherwise, please depart. Now, should you desire, and I must explain, and hopefully simply enough so that should you not be acquainted with these machines and come from that part of the past where you're not even familiar with photography nor recording, may I explain? May I explain? Now, if you are present, if you come to the love of God, the Great Spirit, and the Master Jesus, then I bid you welcome. And whether and if you're not familiar with this machinery, try to speak if you can, or just bang on something, or knock something down, or anything, so we'll know that you're present. Now, I would like to explain this machinery. If you do this, and if you can speak in any way, or if you can, and excuse me, this will make a noise, if you can come over to what this piece of machinery and touch it like that, or in any manner do so.
Now, there are no tones playing. All we have is the transceiver feedback system set up. Bill is making a request for the spirit that is present to speak. This was the first clue as to what this whole thing was all about. Now, there will be more clues, and I'll give you that as time goes on here. You must understand this. One, there were no tones being played as such. Two, there was no 29.5 megahertz. It was 91. And again, reiterating that is the carrier wave frequency is not important. Again, Bill's disclosure here is telling us, and was telling me, that there was a lot more to what was going on than meets the eye. To prove the presence of this spirit, the next excerpt that you're going to hear, I want you to pay attention to some things. I'm going to just repeat the end of what Bill was doing in this just previous excerpt. First thing I want you to listen for is some sort of change. Then you will hear a change. All of a sudden, there will be a FM station playing. I want you to listen to the song that's played, regardless of whether it irritates your ears a little bit or not, and listen to the words and how they synced in to this entire event.
Or anything, so we'll know that you're present. Now, I would like to explain this machinery. If you do this, and if you can speak in any way, or if you can, and excuse me, this will make a noise, if you can come over to what this piece of machinery and touch it like that, or in any manner do so, then we can, a few minutes later, speak with our loved ones, and vice versa. Praise God. replay this back. If you've been here, we may not hear you do this, but there may be something that you can do that we can hear it to substantiate the fact that you were here. That's a big word, substantiate. That's my friend Dr. Mueller's word, and I copied it. But anyway, God love you. And if you can do anything, you know, a glove, or like you did downstairs, you took that bottle of murine and threw it across the floor when my friends were here. And if you happen to be here, Mom, God love you. Yeah, I'll play one of your records tonight for you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, that one I've got on there that you love so much. And, whoever, if you're here, Mama, or Daddy, or Mary Alice's mom, God love you, or you, Thomas Edison, you were trying to talk to the dead, you remember?
Or Rod Serling.
Rod Serling.
If you're here.
Dr. Mueller, Dr. Einstein, whoever, and especially so, God love you, if you know anything about the word electronics, I would appreciate your help, as you have, Dr. Mueller.
Now you've just witnessed, indirectly, a etheric arm coming down and physically changing a radio station. Moving the dial, we had to go back over to the radio and move the dial a good 120 degrees back to tune in to the feedback alignment, to tune in the feedback loop. There is no way that a station will drift that far away. Yes, maybe a couple of kilohertz, but not 3-5 megahertz away. Also, note down Bill's very positive attitude, and almost as though he has in some way been healed and cleansed. Again, demonstrating his great love for electronics and working in this way. Another thing is that he feels that he is only an instrument in healing, and I can just give you that little excerpt coming up.
Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, the love we share, and the place to stay. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for all thy blessings and benefits. For the gift of writing, music, and art, for the antennas, for little Tina, for the hearing aids, and for the help I've been extended here in the laboratory. And you know, as I have prayed previously, dear God, that I might perfect and bring to fruition electronic contact with those of our loved ones over there. I thank thee for all thy blessings and benefits for my beloved wife, Mary Alice. Dear God, I pray that I be more worthy of her love, that I love her more and provide for her needs. I pray, dear God, that her burden of caring for Dad be made lighter, that she be healed of any and all affliction, great or small, and that she live a long, healthy, and happy life, and once again that I be worthy of her love. Thank you, dear God. Thank you. Oh, I've told you before, dear God, I pray that this newfound friend might come to know and understand all that we're endeavoring to do in this place and throughout the world. Amen.
I don't know if you caught that subtlety, but it's there. And another thing is that Bill was genuinely wanting me to learn everything it was that was being brought to that place. Now, not everything brought to that place Bill would reveal to me vocally, nor would Bill maybe not understand all of what Mueller had set up. This whole thing was building to the next evolutionary phase of the Mark IV. And as fantastic as this all might seem, the discovery by Mueller is outstanding. The the closed loop feedback being acoustic and electromagnetic, playing the tones in the environment through this feedback, a continuous feedback, was a phenomenal idea. I will continue excerpts now from this lab session. The next part was an immediate observation of mine of what Bill was doing and how genuine it was.
Interject a word and you can't hear it.
Right. One of the things that you do is that you teach how to come from the heart. I don't think enough people understand that a lot of the reasons why this works is because your heart extends so much love, and that's very, very important to know. And that's got to be a reality. It can't be faked. It can't be talked. You can't do it from your mind. Just do it from your heart.
So that excerpt was an important lesson. And then to substantiate that what I was thinking, what was going on, we had all of a sudden a surprise visitor.
We have attained a new high of 68 degrees here in the laboratory this evening. And it even jumps up to 70 every once in a while. Also, I want to know that when we asked the spirit friend to do something to tell us that he was here, the spirit friend was able to change the frequency of the, and change the dial, move the dial of the radio. I had to go back and retune it. Right, and I might feel it too. It's all over.
Something that you hadn't known, and I had made some statements about the fact that they actually could talk within this field. As time went on, we realized that our own presence could start to generate multiple tones within the field without the tone generator being there. But the next experiment was to turn on the tone generator and feed that into the feedback loop, okay, the acoustic and electromagnetic and human energy feedback loop. This was a great deal of importance, and we continued with our experimentations. Also note down Bill's great happiness and laughter. We were laughing and having a good time. He was enjoying himself. I was also enjoying myself, having a great time, and the evening was just beginning. Another notation here before we get into just hearing excerpts from the tone generator experiment is that all the voice that you have heard from the excerpts that I have played for you so far have been picked up by the transceiver feedback device. Now, again, I want to use that name to describe or to call the box, the little box that Bill uses that's attached to the hoop antenna. Also, as time goes on, you will see that my conclusion about the fact that this is not a spirit detector is quite correct, and that my answer about it being a false conclusion will be substantiated as further evidence is given. A brief verbal description of the system is now appropriate. The voices that you've been hearing on these excerpts, once again, are picked up by the condenser mic, which is part of an integral part of the transceiver feedback device. The voice then modulates the 91 megahertz carrier. It is then, of course, transmitted by the antenna, the hoop antenna. The FM receiver picks this up and plays it back in the room through the speakers, which are, of course, driven by the amplifier picking up the FM signal. So the electromagnetic loop is pretty obvious right there. Of course, the acoustic loop comes right in as we hear our voices through the speakers and then once again gets fed back into that condenser mic. The modulation level again being controlled by the volume at which the speakers have been set. The audible response of this system is phenomenal. Its ability to give the listener a direct feedback as to the state of the energy fields about him presents to us the first realization of the power of this system. The next few excerpts will just give, again, some indication of the system's sensitivity. Another thing here, it's an interesting paradox how Bill refers to this system as the detector and yet uses the entire system as the communication device between us and our spirit friends.
The phone's on, and the mic, and getting come through, we'll not only hear you, but it'll be recorded. And the thing is that our new friend, never mind that business, your friend, he'll be able to participation in this. He'll know that it has been achieved, fruition has been achieved. So we're going to shut everything down, Doctor. And either that or I can set up the detector while we're down having a cup of coffee. And if you should get impatient and you want to set off the detector, that's fine too. So I'll set up the detector. You can, if you want to leave your equipment on, you can. It don't matter. But I'll put mine on, okay?
I'm just going to pause now.
By the door.
Okay.
Welcome. Tell me, come through there. Boy, is that sensitive over there.
Yeah. Now the system is on Bill's loop, and Bill's picked up.
I'm still outside the door.
That one's off. We have the one that's on the gray loop antenna.
So I can listen to it in the orchard.
Right.
I can go for a mile and a half. I've tried it.
Okay. I'll leave my system recording here. And we'll
okay, you step outside so I can set this so when I leave, there's no tone. So when I come back in, there will be.
Thank you.
what you heard was the fact that Bill and I had left the room and the loop system had quieted down by itself. You could hear our voices down below, and the only voice input to the lab was through the vent hole in the middle of the floor. The microphone was about 7, 10 feet away from that point. And we were probably about 20 feet away from that point. Incredible sensitivity. It's appropriate at this point to describe Bill's remote system. This will give you a picture as to the proposed usage of the transceiver feedback device. Now, in the lab, Bill will have one of his transceiver feedback devices attached to the loop antenna. The FM receiver will have its 300 ohm line laying on the floor. A condition of stability will be set up, as you heard in the previous recording, and then Bill will leave the room. With him, he will carry another transceiver feedback device, and into it will be plugged the output of a pocket tape recorder. On the tape that is played by the pocket tape recorder will be a tone tape. Additionally, a small condenser microphone will be plugged in to the recorder. I'm sure it's been slightly modified by Bill, and will be able to mix with the tones and be transmitted back to the room. The last piece of equipment that Bill will carry with him is a little FM receiver, a radio. And he will monitor what is going on inside the room via the little FM receiver. So now we see what's happening. We are transmitting the tones from a remote place to the room, which has been set up in a equalized feedback energy loop. If Dr. Mueller is there, his voice will be heard within that room, and it will be picked up by Bill's small radio that he carries, and then he can talk to Dr. Mueller from where he stands, anywhere up to a mile away. Again, note that the transceiver feedback device was designed and built with the ability to transmit the tones. Let it also be noted that Bill loses a lot of the information that Dr. Mueller leaves behind. He makes tapes which were sent down to MetaScience. When Dr. Mueller said turn off the tapes, all the taped drives were turned off, and he spoke to Bill and relied on Bill's memory to pull off what it was that Dr. Mueller wanted him to do. All of the designs for the transceiver feedback device and probably some assistance on the antennas and other various modifications were done right there under Dr. Mueller's guidance. And the paperwork, if any, was probably well hidden by Bill in his carbon castle. Bill had said many times to me, outside of the laboratory and outside of any recording device, that he's only showing me a little bit of this. Again, here again, this stimulated some thought in my mind as to what it was that Dr. Mueller was doing. What was he doing? What was the next phase of this system? The next phase, though, was shown to me the following night, which we'll get into next. But here we have the old traditional Mark IV system.
I think you get company.
Yeah, it's 408. 23.
I think we've got company.
Okay. That was a beautiful study. Oh, I feel so. I feel. Oh boy.
Okay. Okay, doctor. I think doctor's here. Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. Wait just a minute, doctor. My tones. Oh my God. Oh, here they are. Okay.
I think you can hear from that recording the embellishment of sound, the absolute fidelity that this pickup system was demonstrating. In the first Dr. Mueller experiment, the tones were broadcast via the speaker, and the transceiver feedback device was removed from the loop temporarily in the beginning of this experiment. Here's a very brief excerpt of those very familiar tones. In that excerpt, you can definitely hear the fact that the feedback system has been removed. The sensitivity is gone, and we're back to a more crude system. There was someone present in this room at the time of the experiment, and we noticed that there was a break in the tone modulation. You just heard two breaks in the modulation tones. Anyway, the tone experiment proved to be not as successful as we both had wished, but there were more things to come. The next experiment was to go back to the transceiver feedback device and to set up the loop, the energy loop, and to have the doctor affect this system. You will note, as you listen to this, that tones start to form. There was no tone generator. There was no tone generator tape, and tones were being developed within the environment. Again, this was the next clue to me as to what Dr. Mueller was up to. And more started to unfold as I watched very carefully this new Mark IV system. Thing was that during this session, I asked Bill, were these tone mixtures? Listen to his answer.
Say one, okay? You ready? All right, now. One.
A little stronger. You missed it.
A very brief but interesting admission as to what is going on. Next, I will just briefly once again give you another excerpt, and you will see how these tones just seem to come out of nowheres. There's another very interesting thing going on too. Again, Dr. Mueller needs feedback just as much as we do. And I right now just got another intuitive feeling that Dr. Mueller was experimenting with how the tones would be developed by our voice with this feedback system, and he was also studying them at this time. Interestingly enough, I picked that up live at the lab during this session. Here's a brief excerpt. Now, here we have some more evidence as to the direction of our studies and where we're going. I had felt that Dr. Mueller was definitely investigating the tones with respect to the law of octaves. Now, catch this very little interesting outburst by Bill, if you want to call it that. Us were a little bit off key on that one, but I think you get the point that all of these various expressions and discussions were not by any accident whatsoever, and there were various things that continued to develop this scenario and picture of what the transceiver feedback device was. I think it's important that we now go on to one more experiment discussion which deals with the visualization, if you can put it that way, of the field that you're in. Now, this is something that Bill had done to gain knowledge and understanding of what it was that he had there in his laboratory. And this, at this particular time of the experiment, the time was about 5 a.m., and it looked like a lot of our spirit friends had gone to sleep, and Bill wanted to continue to show me some very interesting things about the system. And what it was is he just all of a sudden decided that he would show me this phenomenon. So we set up the feedback system.